first thing you notice about I-35 at South Zarzamora is the incessant din of traffic. This place is designed only for cars and trucks. No trees, no sidewalks, nothing on the human scale. But now a twisted, vaguely teepee-shaped piece of art has added a very human touch. Artist Cruz Ortiz describes the project's origins.
He came up to me and was just like, hey, I have this crazy idea. I'm like, I like crazy ideas.
That he was City Councilman Ray Saldana, who had gotten a call from a District 4 resident.
Who said, you really need to do something about this corner. It's messy, it's dirty.
That corner is a triangular shape of no man's land with I-35 on one side, Zarzamora on the other, and a railroad track on the third. Saldana told the resident he'd find out who owned it and compel him to improve the property. But the investigation revealed something unexpected.
The people who owned it was us. The city actually owned the property.
Saldana was able to score two federal community development block grants, which was enough to clean up the corner and also to create something impressive. Art.
We found an artist named Cruz Ortiz who lives on the south side, does a lot of great work, and his work is displayed in, you know, fancy restaurants and art galleries that may be out of reach for the community in my neighborhood. And so I was delighted to hear that he was interested.
When he told me where it was, I was like, wow, okay. This is like probably one of the busiest intersections on the south side.
This location was both its biggest detriment and its most compelling reason to do the job.
The south side, to my knowledge, doesn't have a major cultural art institution.
You don't see a lot of public art south of Highway 90.
And so Ortiz was secured to create something that would humanize this place, where only the combustion engine ruled. But what to create?
Whatever we make, it's got to be really tall. This is an area that no one walks through. And I also wanted to use the metal that the neighborhood has seen before. So like oil rigs, trucks, the Air Force bases. You see these mega huge C-5s going in the air. I'm like, that's a huge chunk of metal.
Those elements are important, but they're all just structural.
Then the other component was the folklore, looking at the myth, the beauty of families carrying on stories.
He's talking about the fanciful family stories passed on generation to generation by grandma. Abuelita.
And it references a lot of that, like the lechuza story, which is this big bird owl that if you didn't come inside, she's going to cuss you out and scratch you, so you need to get in.
So Ortiz cut out and hung big metal lechuzas on the 70-foot tower.
The sculpture also has these big claws that are on top of the pylons. They're red chicken feet, which refer to the dancers at El Camaroncito, which is also on the southwest side.
As the story goes, an attractive man enters El Camaroncito and elegantly dances with all the women, one by one.
The boyfriends are like, dude, what's going on? And it hits midnight, and he dips the last girl. And she looks down, and she notices that he has chicken feet. And, of course, everyone goes in a startle. They come to get him, and he disappears.
He was, of course, the devil. And the story's particulars are devised to give the young chills every time they hear them. Stories created for the same reason stories are created the world over, to get kids to do what their elders want them to.
It's really just Grandma or Abuelita telling me, you need to get your butt home. Like, it's time to get home.
Back at the sculpture, its south side is dominated by text in the quirky woodblock print style that Ortiz is known for. And what it says is at the heart of this art.
Siempre dreaming of you, which means I'm always dreaming of you. And that's the other thing, too. Like, I think about the people who go to work every day. Like, they get up at 5 o'clock, are working, you know, probably on the north side, and they drive back tired and exhausted. And all those people are doing it for what? They want to take care of their families.
And so this sculpture, the Dream Song Tower, is largely a love letter to the people who power his creativity. And he hopes the massive creation will inspire them to fulfill their own dreams.
And so that's what this project is about. It's about the myth and folklore, the beauty of family, the beauty of everyone coming together and appreciating each other.
Ortiz's sculpture arches high over the windblown intersection. The city will complete the project in early February with three-point nighttime lighting to make it a beacon for an area where hope, as manifested in public art, has long been neglected. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.